This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Talk to me. Lay it on me. Let's go. We got a whole hour here, wide open. We did not get to everybody's comments yesterday on the debate over the bump stocks. And I know some of you, I remember one call say, I have more to say on this. I said, call back. We just ran out of time, so we can do that today. Something has happened on the bump stocks since our conversation, and that was the NRA yesterday came out and basically sort of diffused this whole issue, which I thought was absolutely brilliant on the part of the NRA, because it's very clear to me, even among the most ardent defenders of the Second Amendment, that this accessory is not a hill to die on. Here is what I would tell you about what irritates me. These people who think anything in the way of a, ban that accessory, the bump stock, or don't allow this, or don't do this related to the object, or for that matter, any object, the tool, is just stupidity. It's dumb. I'm just going to say that. That's my belief. Now, some of you may be saying out there, okay, Scott, let's take the bump stock as an example. That if he didn't have those on a few guns, maybe he wouldn't have been able to fire off as many rounds in the time that he did, and therefore there would be less people dead. You don't know that. You just don't know. You really don't. You don't. But even if I said, all right, for the sake of the argument, I'm going to say you're right. The device exists now. They're out there. They're not all going to melt. The design is well known. You get a 3D printer, you make your own. I mean, my point is we're focusing on the wrong thing, and it just about makes me want to cry. And I'm a grown man. I probably shouldn't cry.
Okay, I won't cry. Go ahead.
Todd, will you?
You can cry. It's okay.
You help me through this? It just about makes me want to cry. It doesn't, actually. It makes me mad. And then I want to say things I shouldn't say on the radio without you pushing the buzzer. You know, it's stupid. It's the nicest thing. And I know. And you know what? If you're of the opinion, well, why wouldn't you do that? Yeah, it might not solve every problem, but make it a little tougher for them to get, right? Okay, yeah, fine. I guess you could find some cause and effect benefit to it. But meanwhile, you're ignoring the real problem. A gun, a knife, a chemical attack. I don't care how you decide to throw evil onto fellow human beings. It's still evil, and you're focusing on the tool, the object, the item that allows them to do it, then the fact that they did do it, and it's evil. Why is this guy's heart so cold? He's okay killing. I mean, he has got an elaborate setup in a hotel with all these guns and the right vantage point out the window, and he is going to kill people at a concert. What's wrong? It's not the flippin' gun. It's not the flippin' bump stock. It's his heart. What part of that don't you understand? Okay, I'm done. Right here it says, what's on your mind? It's the name of the show. So you tell me, 800-228-0550. By the way, we can talk about anything. Open phone Friday, free for all. Anything you want. Phil Hansen. Buffalo Bills. NDSU Bison. Hall of Famer. Don't get any better than that. I caught up with him. You're going to hear parts of that interview. We'll play throughout the program on the NFL and what they're doing. Bottom line, he thinks it's really dumb. He thinks it'll end. And I also ask him about all the rules they have. We also have Governor Burgum. We caught him on the way out the door. One more question related to the diversion task force he and Governor Dayton announced this week. A lot of people were wondering now, okay, just another dumb task force. Are they actually going to do anything? And, you know, how long before they're done and who's going to be on the task force? And I asked that. It's a good question. I think people are understandably a little frustrated. Oh, here we go, another task force. But I get a sense the governor is a man on a mission to make sure that this stays on track, but also respect the fact that there are differing voices here. And there has been a little bit of imperial chaos going on with the whole diversion deal. I don't know that anybody's capable of, you know, just when you serve in that capacity in Fargo, the mayor, I mean, some members of the diversion task force, some egomaniacs on the core, you know, both ways. It's just people get that way. But thankfully, the task force will help address some of that arrogance that's there. So we can touch on that. We didn't get the questions I wanted to talk to the governor about on workforce and property taxes. We talked a little about property taxes, didn't get to the workforce question, although the recovery effort, I think, helps that. Recovery Reinvented helps the workforce, for sure. But a long way of saying whatever's on your mind, just lay it on me. Let's roll today on the program. Jim and Bismarck, what's on your mind? I don't hear you, Jim, so hang on if you're talking a moment here, and we'll see if we can get this fixed.
I'm here with you, Scott.
Can hear you. Yes, Jim, go ahead, sir.
Okay, quick thing, the bump stocks, you know what's going to happen now? If they talked about getting rid of them, they're going to literally sell thousands and thousands of them in the United States. So do you have any doubt that if somebody did want to use one in the future, they're going to get a hold of it easier then?
Precisely, so, which is why I will again say my apologies to anybody not in school today. The younger kids shouldn't hear this because I don't want them repeating it. Stupid! With a capital S. T-U-P-I-D. I don't, it's a waste of energy. It's dumb.
Exactly. Because they're going to get them no matter what. If somebody wants to get something, they're going to get it in under the black market. The other quick thing I want to talk about, Scott, is in the paper earlier this week, they had a guy that had 28 DUIs. When is it going to be a penalty for the judges or the courts to keep letting them out without any retribution? I think 28 DUIs is absolutely ridiculous, and he's still out driving.
Yeah, that is a failure of the government, whatever entity is doing that and saying you're out. That's just fix that problem. I'm with you there, too.
Thank you, Scott. You're doing a great job. I appreciate you so much.
You're very kind. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
All right, let's go to the other side of the river. Mandan, Brandon, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, I just want to, like the previous caller, thanks for everything you're doing on the radio, but I just wanted to mention a few things. You know, the basis of this whole gun control issue is the left never wants to talk about what actually causes these guys to go crazy. I'd say the ultimate reason, obviously, is the lack of God in people's lives, the lack of religion, the paganism, but also is the thing the left and the media never wants to touch on is what are the effects of violent video games and violent movies on these people? And then also how they cover all these shootings and cause repeat offenders and everything else and copycats. So if the person wants to do something bad and kill a bunch of people, they'll find whatever way they want to do it. If they take away all the guns over here, it'll just go like what's happening over in Europe where you have people with trucks ramming big crowds of people, or maybe they'll go to explosives or acid attacks. I mean, pick your poison. There's until you get people back to serving a higher power, it's never going to get any better. Thanks.
No doubt about it. There's a debate and a discussion you won't find on the Today Show, Brandon, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. They avoid the issues. I mean, you got Google and Microsoft that are putting out all these games these violent video games, which is a multi-billion dollar industry. And then you have Hollywood and all these actors, they're hypocrites. They make the most violent movies you've ever watched in your life, just absolute gore. But yet they come out and condemn the gun that they're holding in the same movie.
You know, the other point you made related to the way these type of events are covered in the media is one that perplexes me. I don't know how I guess that's got to be self-regulated, right? I don't know how you would go about doing that. I have to think it plays some role. I don't know, you know, how to figure that out or determine that or, you know, get in the mind of a killer. In other words, did this nutcase Maddox, did he see what? I don't know, something that said, hey, this would be the way to do it, and look at all the attention they got and sort of feed off of that? Or if he was already sick and want to kill people, does it matter on the attention side? I don't know,
yeah.
But it sure seems like there's something there, and I do detest how the media glorify these things and build them up, and even on the bump stock thing, and there's a lot of silliness there. Appreciate the call, Brandon. Kind of you. Jamie and Bismarck, Karen and Fargo, Mike and Manda, and when we continue.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
On What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, The Little Plumber. How long? The Little Plumber do some great work all around Bismarck, Mandan. And now over 100 years later, H.A. Thompson is not just in Bismarck and Mandan and the surrounding region. H.A. Thompson is darn near everywhere.
In fact, the number is growing of the buildings where they are saving money, positively affecting the bottom line of companies through their commercial services, providing cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners all throughout the region. 600 buildings now. They currently maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems. Find out more about how you can save. Big companies. Oh, say down there in Gwinner. Anybody know anybody in Gwinner? A Fargo, Grand Forks. What do they make in Gwinner anyway? Newtown, Minot. I think I know. 701-223-3393. HATandSons.com. AJ Thompson and Sons. Okay. All right. I promised I would play a clip of the governor. We had a quick chat with him on the way out the door related to the task force that he and Governor Mark Dayton announced this week on the very important component, getting permanent flood protection for the Southern Red River Valley, for Fargo, for Moorhead. So who's on this task force? You know, how do you decide? When do you start? Here's what he said to us.
Hopefully we'll have the first meeting. We'll have this, rules created this week, appoint people next week, have our first meeting within 2 weeks of when we announced it. It'd be great if we could, just get on a regular rhythm of having this group meet and sort of start chipping away at what do we have to do to solve the Wilkin-Richland issues, what do we have to do to get a Minnesota permit, and what can we do to maintain the federal authorization, because this is one of only six projects that got authorized in 2014, and if we toss away federal authorization, we could be starting over 10 years. That's not something that either I or Governor Dayton want to do, is start from scratch again.
Also asked him who he wants on the task force, when their work will be done, cut the ribbon on the whole, project, and he did share some details of that. We'll save those for a little later on in the program. President Trump is making news today. He met with top military leaders at the White House today and their wives, a big gathering at the White House, and during the photo op said the following.
Presents, well,
it's hard to hear him here, but what he's saying is this group represents, all the military leaders, is the calm before the storm. So then the dopes in the White House media, they got to ask again, what do you mean? What are you talking about? As if he's going to say that, and here's more of what he's saying.
What storm is the president?
You'll find out. I love how he toys with the media. You'll find out. They also today are making news, the Trump administration, that is, as they are immediately softening the Affordable Care Act's contraception mandate, broadening exemptions for employers who have a religious or moral objection to helping provide birth control to their employees. This is the deal where they were saying, hey, Catholic Church, you, if you have a health care plan, will pay for the birth control of people who are on your plan want it. In other words, something you morally object to, you'll do it. Unbelievable. So thankfully, they're taking on that last piece of the Obama, well, not last piece, but one of the more awful pieces of the Obama administration, healthcare mandate. That sickens me. That really just sickens me. The idea that your government would say, no, you can have healthcare coverage, but only if you do something that you morally object to, is so wrong, it's unbelievable. Anyway, that just gives you more to talk about. Let's get back to the phones. Jamie and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Yesterday I called in and told you I really didn't have a problem what they were going to do with these bump stocks. And
you must have called the NRA after you called us, because they heard you.
Well, my reason is probably the same as the NRA's. I don't think it's going to prevent anything of these mass shootings from happening. It's more of a political thing for me. As I told you yesterday, my friends have these and we've shot them, and they're fun, but it's just, they're totally inaccurate. We put them in gun shooting rest and tried them at 130 yards, and you can't hardly hit a 10-inch circle at that range with them and that. If you try to come out and say, banning these or putting them on, let the ATF restrict them further is, is infringing on your Second Amendment rights. You know what people are going to see in this country, Scott? They're going to see those things, and all they're ever going to see is a guy sitting in a building, dumping ammunition down on people. You're not going to convince somebody that's going to be used for self-defense or target shooting or hunting.
You're making a good point, Jamie. That's what we ought to care about as it relates to the Second Amendment, right? Don't die on the hill of that stupidity. Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, and I understand the slippery slope. I mean, me and you have talked about it many times. I know how it works. They're always going to be complaining about AR-15s. They have for years, but, a lot of people, not all people, but a lot of people have come around to see it. That is a legitimate use for those rifles, and I don't think, they're not going to get banned with Trump in there right now. I mean, it's going to have to go to the Supreme Court, because Scalia said you can't ban weapons in common use, and those things are about as common as belly buttons now. And if you did, what if somebody just takes 4 bolt-action rifles? Say you go and buy 10 like 300 Winchester Magnums? I don't know if you're familiar with firearms that much, but that guy was, 360 yards away from that crowd? I'll bet you any money a 300 Win Mag, you can probably blow through 3 people with 1 round. And them things hold 4 rounds probably usually. And it's not going to work. They keep banning guns. Look at France and all these Belgium and all these other countries. You can't even own guns there, and they still have mass shootings. Didn't Hannity have a thing on earlier this week and showed the mass shootings in France and the United States in the last year, and France actually had like 3 more dead people? It's, I'm not going to defend these bump stocks. I'm going to tell you that right now.
No, it makes sense. Really does. Appreciate your passion on the issue. Jamie,
thanks,
good
Scott.
Talking to you. You bet. Take care. Let's go to Cedric in Beach. What's on your mind, Cedric? Are you there, sir?
Oh, Frederick. Yeah, I thought you said Cedric. No, I had a question about the antidepressants that a lot of these mass shooters are on, and that it's proven. Even Sandy Hook, they hid the evidence that he was on psychotropic drugs, but the shooter was. Anyway, we're blaming a lot of these shootings on guns and all this stuff, and then, but we're not even looking into the psychotropic drugs that these guys are on. And I just had a question: is that, per the like the governor earlier was on, before we, go to releasing people, why don't we investigate the psychotropic drugs?
Yeah, that's another area that needs to be added to this debate. I've heard it related to the shooter in Vegas as well on some drug that had a reaction that could do that. So good point, Frederick. Thank you. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Mike in Mandan, Karen in Fargo are on cue. I think Karen's first, then Mike. And your call is welcome.
Join Scott Hannon for an unforgettable trip to New York City. It's a What's on Your Mind tour of one of the greatest cities in the world. You'll fly out of either Bismarck or Fargo on November 27th, and you'll return later that week after a great time in New York City. You'll get to see all kinds of amazing places like St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Union Square Market. You'll go on a dinner cruise. You'll see Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. 2 great Broadway shows, The Phantom of the Opera, world-famous production there, and beautiful, the Carole King musical. And you'll be in the first group ever to tour the new Fox and Friends studio. It'll be a great time with great people, and you'll remember it for the rest of your life. There's no better time than winter to be in New York City and enjoy the great sights and sounds there. 952-898-0008 is the number you need. 952-898-0008 and find out more. Or email grouptravelplanners@mail.com. grouptravelplanners@mail.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors
risk for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Mr. A whole conversation, Manny. See, he left the room to take on some fire, and he missed a lot of fun, don't you think? Manny and I had a fun conversation off the air. We don't have time to repeat it on the air, I would.
I have fun all the time, so what?
Do you really? Anyway, Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Manny's answering your calls. Matt Revtai, our producer, he's leaving. He's going back to Pittsburgh. And we bid him adieu. Brave young man, came here as, I don't know, a late 20-something, and never been in North Dakota before, applied for a position, moved out here, been out here 2.5 years, and he's going home to make a little bit more money, because Todd's so cheap, you can't believe it. Oh, he's a tight one. I'm sorry, Todd, I didn't mean to say that in front of you. Anyway, so he's going to go make
more. I didn't realize I work for your company.
Oh, that's right, he works for us. Maybe we're the tight one.
Nice try, but I'm not, and two, stop it. Anyway, I just said that he's a Steelers fan, but there we are, you know.
Yeah. Well, the new producer is a young man by the name of Nolan Schmidt, and he's going to start in a couple of weeks through his training now. But if you're a baseball fan, you got to love that, right? Nolan Ryan Schmidt, like in Mike Schmidt. You know, I mean, you got some real classic names here. So anyway,
he's named after.
I don't know. I'll have to ask him that. I don't know. Yeah. I'm so busy talking to him about the position and everything. So. I digress, as I often do, ladies and gentlemen. That's kind of the deal. I did want to tell you that our friends at Delta, yes, Delta, that, if you're in the oil industry, that's a name that just takes the weight off your shoulders. You go, oh, Delta. The well site solutions that are turnkey, they do it all Delta. Going to call Delta first. I'm going to give you a number in a moment for Eric at Delta. And if you call Eric, get the ball rolling, like a lot of the top oil companies have. Once that rig is moving, all the well site solutions, they've got them for you. Turnkey, flow line, set the pump jacks, the works. Call Eric today and he'll tell you more. 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. Our call of the day, we celebrate a caller every day from the previous program. And I love chatting yesterday with Lee Kugler. Lee from Washburn, a friend of John Holznagel, a farmer with a wife and three young children. Young children. I think the oldest is 7. And up by Washburn. Their world changed here in the last few days. Funeral was yesterday, day before yesterday, I guess. Their whole world changed. And now a widow and three young children getting up every day saying, what now? So if you can help, please do. There's a fund set up at Farmer State Bank in Washburn. You can call them at 701-462-3232. Ask for Andrea. 701-462-3232. Maybe that's your way to pay it forward today. Here's what Lee told us a little bit about his friend, the call of the day from Delta. Lee Kugler is on the phone, and Lee is a friend of someone who died recently in a farm accident, and he sent me a note the other day saying, I just can't believe it. Tell me about your friend.
He's just a young man, has three young kids, and, I mean, he just loved farming, and he loved his wife, and, I mean, it's just all-around great guy, and we were at the funeral yesterday, and I work with another gentleman, and he's in his late 60s, maybe 70s, and he goes, you know, this is the biggest funeral I've ever seen, and it just goes to show this guy had such a tight group of friends, and everybody he met, he was just really great to, and for a freak farming accident just to happen and take someone at such a young age, just really hard for everybody to put their heads around.
It sure is. And one way to put your head around it is to help this family if you can. Farmers Security Bank, Washburn. You can send a note to P.O. Box 310, Washburn, North Dakota. A note, a thank you. What I'm trying to say is a check would be preferable, but a note as well to the family. Certainly welcome. Or call them at 701-462-3232. In Fargo is where we go next. And Karen. Hello, Karen. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm really glad the diversion's going to be done now after all. Please thank Governor Burgum for me.
Well, I don't know if you're able to say that yet. I think this is a step in the right direction because they were at loggerheads, and obviously there's lawsuits and everything else. But the task force is to say, how do we get out of this jam, out of this fight, and you know, recognize there's an upstream and a downstream and a place to protect and all that. But I think your kudos for the governor are good because without him, Karen, this doesn't happen on this task force. And I'll let you listen to him. I asked him who he wanted on that task force to make what I just described happen. Here's what he said.
Governor Dayton gets to pick his aide. I get to pick the aide on this side. If people have an interest in serving, they should reach out to our office. But we want collaborators. We want creative problem solvers. We want people that understand water, that understand politics of this, of the region. We want people that understand the topography of the Red River Valley. But, you know, we're going to have a mix of people there that I think are the people that can work together to find a solution.
And I also said, you know, task force can go on and on and on and on. When does he see this work being done by the task force to get to what you're asking about, Karen?
I think it'd be important, given the time frame of this, that we have to have some kind of, if not a report or an idea or next steps before Christmas. I mean, we're talking months, not years on this thing. And so I think, and again, Governor Dayton likes that. He said he wanted a time box. We're still discussing with them, but a time box is, I think you're talking months. Now, I said months is the framework that would help us keep this momentum going.
What is a time box, Karen?
Well, I would assume it's what Governor Burgum said, that a time limit so this just doesn't drag on forever.
I'd never heard that term before, a time box.
I had never either, but I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it makes sense. Great deal. What are you doing this weekend? You got any big plans?
Not big plans, but I'm looking forward to a really nice October weekend. Probably looking at the combination of the trees turning and the flowers still beautiful.
There you go. It's a good time of year. Karen, nice chatting with you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I, along with Mrs. Hennon, we'll be heading up to watch a little UND homecoming football, and even more importantly, tailgating. Yeah, baby! I digress. Mike and Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Hey, terrible what happened down in Vegas down there, but with Congress and everybody on the left going old bonkers over this, what they want to do to restrict all these guns and all that stuff, I think we ought to come at it from a different way. But the governor, and not the governor, but the government's leadership, somebody in Congress or Senate gets the hoon to stand up. You know, all these SWAT teams all over the country and every police department, you know, they sit around and unfortunately we don't see them unless something happens and they bring them out, you know. Do a little proactive and get them out there in such big venues like they had in Vegas there. Set a few snipers up from the police department in different areas. You know, I'm sure this clown would have known there's snipers out there. I don't think he'd have got away or even tried what he did. You know, and I think the public would feel a lot more comfortable knowing they're up there too.
What you're talking about there is a proper way to deal with something like this, to say, okay, how many outdoor concerts have there been next to, you know, next to, exactly, in this case, a high tower, a skyscraper hotel? Probably not a lot, but boy, the next time we ought to think about this. You know, that makes sense. You know, I guarantee you there'll be snipers at the next 20,000 person country music festival that's outside.
Well, I hope so. That's the way we should do this instead of trying to restrict our guns. You know, do a proactive and get these people out there. And sorry to say it has to happen here in America, but come to a point now where you don't have much choice.
Yeah, I know, some good points on your point, Mike. I mean, do the proactive things that make sense, because there'll be some copycats and others. But here's the deal. You can't think up enough ways to protect bad things from happening.
No.
You can't. because that's what I mean. You gotta recognize there's good and there's evil. And I will take to my grave that I believe that if more people just understood, there are some people hurting in this world, that maybe you'd catch a guy like that madman before he got to that point.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
His own family supposedly didn't know this. And I don't know, my gut still tells me we're going to find something goofy about ISIS, because there was a double life going on, obviously. You know, they claimed that he was one of theirs, and they don't usually do that, right?
Yeah.
They're pretty savvy about all that because they don't want to be proven wrong. And but it was immediately dismissed. But I don't know, something went completely wrong. But the root of it was a hard heart. So I think we just gotta do our part. That will do a lot more good than saying, okay, how do we make everything safe? You can't. You just can't. And that's the genius really of America. The genius of America is the vast majority of people do the right thing, not because there's a cop on the next corner. They do the right thing because their heart is good.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. They,
all right,
they,
thanks, Scott.
Thank you. There's no police force big enough, folks. Not with the amount of people that we have here. No doubt about it. All right, I got a boatload of texts that I'm backed up on, but as you know, callers come first, and they have today. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. And you can text us last chance, 701-226-8503 for Todd, or 367-2054 for me. I just want to say one thing, because all these breaking news stories are coming out about the Trump administration will allow virtually any employer to claim a religious or moral objection to Obamacare's birth control coverage mandate under a sweeping rollback announced today. Rollback. First of all, Barack Obama, who wants single payer and was trying to destroy health care in his country, put forward a dumb rule, and every Democrat voted for it. This just says, let's go back to the way it was before that Yahoo who was trying to derail Obamacare. Okay, that's number one. So think about that when they talk about rollback and all everything else. Second of all, I want you to ask if it's America when I can tell you to do something you morally object to. Is it America if I say to you, you need to do this, and if you don't, there'll be a penalty, there'll be a fine, and I don't care that you morally object to it. It's ridiculous. I think this is a fine way to do this. And let me just say a quick thing about contraception. This is a topic that, you know, you probably don't want to bring up on Easter Sunday when you're with family or whatever, but I'm just going to quickly say this. I'm going to try and do it in 30 seconds or less. Contraception is something that prevents a pregnancy. And if you are of the belief, as I am, that life begins at conception and that it should be up to our Creator, the good Lord, to decide when there is a child conceived, you have to see contraception as a block to that. Now, you may not believe that. You may think, well, it's science and it's good and I want to decide, and there's birth control and there's planning this and planning that. Fine. But it didn't work that way for the vast majority of the time that people have been walking this earth. Thousands of years. Didn't work that way. And that is not God's way. I'm sorry. Okay? So, now, that's my belief. I'll concede that. But you shouldn't be able to tell me that that's completely wrong. Okay, more coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference, Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hovind. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Chatted with Phil Hansen, famous NDSU Bison, Buffalo Bill, Hall of Famer, one of the best, and just a very nice guy, in addition to being a fantastic football player in his time, and certainly now a great broadcaster and analyst on the Bison broadcast, and said, you know, this whole NFL protest, what do you think? What is your take? Here's what he said.
I've heard both sides of the debate and everything, and you just have to realize that it's a privilege to play in the NFL. It's not your God-given right, and I just think if you keep that in perspective, that you're privileged to play in the NFL, that I would hope you would want to stand for what this country provides you and financially is going to provide you if you're successful in the NFL. not many people get that chance. And I just wish my teammates and former teammates and everybody would take that same mentality.
He went on to tell us he thinks the NFL ultimately is going to solve this by having the players stay in the locker room for the national anthem. Better fix it quick because they're losing for sure. Our broadcast today brought to you in part by the Energy of North Dakota, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the folks out there fighting every day for amazing innovation to drive progress for generations, the folks that push for jobs and careers and American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the Energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. The Energy of North Dakota. Check it out at energyofnorthdakota.com. Bill in Fargo, you're next. Our last segment, last chance for your calls, questions, and comments here. A pile of text I'll get to after Bill. Go ahead, Bill. You're up.
Good morning, Scott.
Hello.
In regards to this shooter in Vegas, I think that we should consider the possibility that he has Asperger's. You know, the Sandy Hook shooter and the Colorado shooter both did. And his symptoms, the way they describe him, he wouldn't play poker with a group of people, but by video poker, and he wouldn't say hello to people and so forth. They're very descriptive of Asperger's, and I strongly suspect that they may find out that that's the case.
You know, we're going to know, in my mind. We're going to know. We're going to have a pretty good idea by the time this thing's all done. So I'm patient to sort of let that all sort out. Interesting take, though, on that, Bill. Related, obviously, your knowledge there. So thank you for that and appreciate that. Texter here, Todd, says, when you set goals, set a timetable. It's a trait of successful people. Maybe that's why I didn't know what time box means. I'm not in that category, but no, that makes sense. So, you know, set a goal, set a timetable. I'm doing this by then. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I just had never heard it called a time box before. So, more great insight from our fine audience. Texter says disease, flu, pneumonia, TB, etc. I choose to take the first drink, hit, needle. The disease lie takes out personal responsibility for my choices, my sin. Can you bring a Christian counselor on? I know a good one if you want. Absolutely. I think the more we learn about all this, the better. And I am a... We don't get time to talk about this because we, you know, are driven largely by the news cycle, but I do want to spend some time soon on a couple of things. One, I promised to talk radio town halls on tax reform so we can tell real stories about the difference this will make, like the death tax call we got from that little girl. What was her name again? The little girl from, I forget where she was from, but she was coming down for the Donald Trump event, and she told a story about her mom.
I remember the girl, but yeah, I don't remember
her. Yeah, we need to get her back on the air because she told a great story. She made the case for the death tax. Her mom had to choose between the farm that her parents owned or the business because of the death tax. That's wrong, morally wrong. Back to what's, you know, the idea of somebody more saying, no, you will do what is morally wrong. The death tax does that. It's just wrong. So I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about workforce because I'm passionate about this. Everything we want to do as a state, everything we're looking to aspire to and accomplish, we need more. Talk to every business. They need people. They need people to grow. They need people to drive revenue. They need people to keep their current people employed and gaining. So it's important. So I want to tackle that as well. And recovery is a component of that, without any question. It's a big, big part of that. So we had questions earlier about the Bismarck Transitional Center. They have a very poor record, says one of our texters, criminal staff violations. A licensed social worker busted for meth with a former inmate. The spouse wasn't happy. I imagine not. A BTC is or was a contractor facility. A prison or jail should be easier to keep contraband out. All right, a lot of information on that. Appreciate that. Good stuff, for sure. Haven't even grabbed my phone, those of you that text me today. How many seats left for New York City? Well, I get that question every day. I should check and see if it's from the same person because it's like, are you waiting till the very, very end? Is that what you're doing? Well, you're darn near there because I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know there are seats. I think only four in Bismarck, and I don't remember how many in Fargo. But the bottom line is if this is something you're interested in, You know, we're less than a week away from the deadline in which your money needs to be in. It's $32.99 per person for darn near everything. You pay for a few meals, but otherwise, most of your meals, airfare, hotel accommodations, all the shows you go to, all the fun, including a trip that you can't even pay for because it's not possible, an event, rather, that's Fox and Friends, where you actually get to be on the set of Fox and Friends, Fox News Channel, Peter Ducey, Ryan Kilmeade, Ainsley, right there, seeing them all. It's so fun, you can't even believe it. Find out more by calling Group Travel Planners, and they'll send you all the information, 952-898-0008.
Girl, one of those, Phoebe, by the way.
Phoebe, there you go. Or any more last-minute holdouts, I'll send you the itinerary if you just email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. Gotta go. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Join Scott Hannon for an unforgettable trip to New York City. It's a What's on Your Mind tour of one of the greatest cities in the world. You'll fly out of either Bismarck or Fargo on November 27th, and you'll return later that week after a great time in New York City. You'll get to see all kinds of amazing places like St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Union Square Market. You'll go on a dinner cruise. You'll see Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. Two great Broadway shows, The Phantom of the Opera, world-famous production there, and beautiful, The Carole King Musical. And you'll be in the first group ever to tour the new Fox and Friends studio. It'll be a great time with great people, and you'll remember it for the rest of your life. There's no better time than winter to be in New York City and enjoy the great sights and sounds there. 952-898-0008 is the number you need. 952-898-0008, and find out more or email grouptravelplanners@mail.com. grouptravelplanners@mail.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.